Hello and welcome to Hicksville. The person with the creaky voice last week was me. I think I must have swallowed something. I'm back with full vim and vigour to tell you that this is another week of full-on activity when you won't get down to starting that novel. Beginning in Lectoure, there are daily historic talks taking place, giving you some fascinating information into one of the Gers' prettiest towns, steeped in history. The tourist office will give you all details, but there is a walk going on every day till the end of the month, which might be just the thing if you have friends staying who want to learn a little bit about our area. Wednesday is the last of the 54 Nights of Music in Armagnac, in the Jardin des Marronniers, in Lectoure. A wonderful band called Kaluna. Three guys, double bass, bouzouki, mandolin, and the voice of Julie, whose voice combines the rich throatiness of the Iberian timbre, lyrical Italian, the haunting call of the sounds of Occitanie. Tis not to be missed. €16 entry, starts at 8:30, and a fitting end to the festival. On Thursday, you've got two things you can choose from. The first is in Vic Fezensac at 8:30 at the Church of Saint-Pierre. It's a Ukrainian concert. Six girls and one guy, all in traditional costumes and playing their very traditional bandur, kind of mandolin, and singing lots of their Ukrainian songs. Or, if you don't fancy that, you can just pop down to the cinema in Condom and watch Oppenheimer, Father of the Atom Bomb. This three-hour major release this summer, directed by Chris Nolan, stars Cillian Murphy, who's finally ascended the ladder of global stardom. I've been watching him for almost 20 years, and I always knew this lad will go far, though it's taken a while. So Oppenheim's on Thursday. On Friday, they're showing Mission Impossible number 77. You know what that'll be? Top Gun without the aerobatics, but good fun. But if that's not your bag, how about the Abbé de Boulogne at 1800 hours for some J.S. Bach, brought to you by a dozen great musicians, the Baroque Ensemble of Toulouse and soprano Clémence Garcia. Then on Saturday, it's the all-day Jéguin Wine Fair. It happens every year. This is number 39. And we will be there in person in the morning. So if you'd like to come and talk to us, please do. You could be on radio. Well, that's Saturday during the day. Saturday in the evening, there is the beginning, actually, of a jazz festival. The Blue in Blues Jazz Festival, which actually starts on the Friday at 10 o'clock with the Mississippi Sound of Mr. Chang and Blues Explosion. But then on Saturday, it's the Backyard Blues at 8:30, a group of musicians inspired by the great Oscar Peterson and later Arnaud Fredin and his Roots and Combo at 10. He's an autodidact admirer of Muddy Waters, who plays blues, funk and folk. There's Sebastopol at 8:30 on the Monday night, a one-man orchestra who plays every kind of percussion instrument. Horns, roasting forks, washboards, cheese graters, guitars, banjos, mandolins. He even has a nodding dog and a suitcase. Then at 10 o'clock, 2200 hours, Fred Cuvalier and his blues band. On Tuesday, the Raggedy Junkers. Six guys and a girl at 20:30, and she also plays the washboard to accompany her gravelly voice. And at 10 in the evening, 2200 hours, the Badoon Duo, who travel the world with his electric guitar and her voice and comic talent. The Jazz Festival goes on next week as well. Price of admission is mostly €12. And that's it for this week. Next time you must don your mantillas and pick up your castanets and hurry over to Condom for the second festival celebrating flamenco and all its passionate history, when Spain foot taps into the Gers. So, hasta la semana que viene. See you next time.